Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine, thank you so much for tuning into my show. Whether you're listening live now, and I know there are some of you out there because I've seen you in the chat room, I'd like to say welcome and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to tune in. And know that listening live today or listening to the replay, any processes or information that I put out today, the energy will continue to grow stronger and stronger as more people participate in the listening of the show because it's recorded live, so the energy stays live. You were just listening to Kev Rowe, and I want to thank Kev for allowing me to use his music. Kev is an artist out of New York, and he writes his own stuff, and I really like a lot of his music. And find so much of it is relevant to the work that I do. So if you'd like to check out Kev Rowe's music, you can find him at kevrowe.com, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. What a couple of crazy months we have had astrology-wise. It's been really all about digging deep. It's been so emotional. The last week or so, we had the planets all bunched up in earth and water. And when you put dirt and water together, what do you get? Mud. But finally, we are about to leap into Sagittarius. And there's a whole bunch of planetary shifting going along with that leap into Sagittarius, as Mercury is making its last pass of a 7-week transit through Saturn. So we will have in Sagittarius, and we will have Saturn in Sagittarius. So Sagittarians, what do they love the most? They love their free spirit, and they love to have a good time. They love to party. So all the hard work that we've been doing the last couple of months, digging deep, finding answers to the deep things in our lives, the questions, the finding answers about the relationships. You know, I know a lot of people have ended relationships. Some people have gone into new relationships, left businesses, gone into new businesses. There's been all kinds of movement going on, and based on the decisions of really digging deep and finding your sort of true self. You know, we've been bumping up, especially in the last month or so, we've been bumping into our limitations, our limitations with our ego, limitations with how much we can take, how much we can give, how much guilt we have, how much anger we have been facing. So the danger in all of that is getting lost in the belief that there is only one way to bump into your limitations or look at things. There are so many different ways that you can approach different issues, whether it's work or relationships, or even just struggling with your own inner self. I've been doing lots of work myself the last couple of months as I've been deeply immersed in a relationship matrix course with my fabulous coach, Marcia Prater. And even I need a coach, you know, so the coach needs a coach. The thing is that I learned many, many, many years ago from one of my son's horseback riding coaches was that a coach is only as good as the coach. Let me say this. How can I put this? The coach can only stay a good coach when the coach continues to learn and grow. Sometimes we don't think about things like that. And I've had places in my life where I thought I've done a lot of personal work and digging deep to find who I was, what I believed. And then I hit a plateau and I thought, oh, thank God, all that work is over. And then sometime down the road, all of a sudden I get smacked in the face, figuratively, of course, not literally, with some deep issue that I thought I had long ago resolved. And the first time it happened, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what is this? I've already dealt with that. Why is this showing up again in my life? Well, I had dealt with it on the level where I was at that time in my life. But as we continue to grow and expand in our knowledge and learn new things, we move into a different place in our life. So when these things seem to come back around, and sometimes they seem like the same issues, and they very much are the same issues, you can now approach those issues with a different perspective, because you're not the same person who you were when you dealt with those issues, the time when they came around before that. And my own story very much fits into what's been going along astrologically the last couple of months. Really pretty amazing. And I always pick the show, the topic for the show and what I'm doing before I look at the astrology for the week. And it just amazes me how it goes hand in hand with the topic I pick. So I know there are some of you in the chat room. Now, I can't launch my chat on my screen today with my switchboard where my callers come in. So I'm going to have to switch back and forth between the chat room and my switchboard. So if you are either on the switchboard or if you're in the chat room, know that I will see you go back and forth. If you have anything you want to ask me or just want to say hi, you know, I'd love to hear from you guys. And if you would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Party night tonight, guys, because the planets are partying. So if you want to call in and chat, or you'd like to have a reading, if you have something going on in your life that you need a different pair of eyes to take a look at, please feel free to call in, or you can put the question in the chat room if you are shy and don't want to go on the air. And I won't say your name if you don't want to do that. But if you would like to go on live and speak with me in person, I would love to take your call tonight. So, let me just look over my notes quickly here, because sometimes I get carried away and lose my place. So again, last month, the last 7 weeks really, has been a time of really deep thinking, learning the new rules of the game, because the game is changing. We've moved into brand new territory, you know, into the age of Aquarius, and it's all about learning how now to live within these rules. It's like when you get a new job or every employment agency has different rules that they follow. Some are more strict, some are more casual. So now the planets are doing and exactly that, and that the whole universe is shifting into this new game or new type of, we'll say, employment, just for metaphorically speaking purposes. So know now that you cannot control everything. It's been really, really intense the last couple of months. But now that's all time to loosen up as the planet our I'm tongue-tied tonight. That almost never happens. As transitions into Sagittarius and follows with Mercury. So, if you have been, going through all these changes, say, for example, you filed divorce or filed for some kind of legal actions or things like that, and it's all been tied up in red tape. Now, as Mercury goes past Saturn for the last pass, this is the third pass around, and that's going to allow for those things to start moving ahead, moving forward. So if there's things that you've been working on and you're frustrated because maybe the lawyer's not getting the paperwork out, or the job hasn't seemed to happen, take a step back, breathe, and know now that we're coming into a more harmonious time. So take a breath, get some water, sit back, and get some coaching if you need. I myself, like I said, I've been working with a phenomenal coach, and even I need help to see things from a different perspective. And I've been teaching and coaching for many, many years, but the coach always needs a coach, and my coach has a coach, and her coach has a coach, and so on and so on and so on. So you always need a good sounding board, and sometimes that's exactly what a coach can be. So let's sit back, relax, enjoy what we have ahead this next month. We're coming into the holiday season, so it's a really nice time for these planets to be transitioning. We've got Thanksgiving here in the United States next Thursday, a week from tonight, which I will be changing my show, probably the date and the time. I haven't decided yet today if I'm going to go on earlier Thanksgiving Day or if I'm going to go on the air a different day next week. So keep posted for that. And I'm going to be announcing some spectacular holiday specials for the first time. So listen in for those, and I'm going to give you a code that you can go through my website with. On my website is www.cynthiafontaine.com, and you can, if you fill out the contact sheet, contact form on my website, and let me know that you heard the code for the holiday special, I will be happy to honor that. Okay, so I'll talk more about that in a little while. And we have more astrology to talk about as well. But I see we have a caller on the line. And thankfully, we have come out of Mercury in retrograde, because if you guys have listened to my show the last couple of weeks, lost callers, we lost our special guest. So when Mercury is in retrograde, and especially depending on who the guest is that I happen to have on the show that night, which I don't always have a guest, but I do sometimes, sometimes our vibrations are both so high that we just blow the lines out. We can't help it. It's just who we are, because I tend to have very high energy guests on when they do come on. Okay, so this is a 401 area code, and the last four digits of the number are 5823. So caller, you are on the air. Hi, caller, are
Hello?
You there? Hi.
Hello.
Thea, who am I speaking with?
This is Mona.
Mona?
Yes.
Hi, Mona. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I think this is the first time you've called into the show. Is that right?
It is the first time, but I've seen you in person.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Was that at a recent event?
Actually, it was at a house party.
Okay. All right. So that I think I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't have to give any more details if you don't want. And if you'd like to share your experience at the party, feel free to do that as well. For those of you,
one of the guests that you had was absolutely blown away by things that you had said to her, because it was during her childhood, which was many, many, many years ago.
Uh huh.
Which was, she was absolutely. She thought it was fantastic.
Oh. That's so great to hear that. I love that part of what I do. And even though I've been doing this work for over 20 years now, every time, whether it's an individual reading or a house party or a big event, I always get nervous that the information won't come through.
Well, she actually had the biggest kick out of you had received some messages from her husband with the suitcase. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. Yes.
And she just couldn't get over that.
Yeah, well, you know, I couldn't get over it either. And it's the funniest thing, because for those of you who are listening, this event that Mona is speaking about is this was a woman who had never been to an event like this before and who had never had a reading and whose husband has been passed away for quite a few years now. I don't recall if she said how many. And
it was five.
I'm sorry?
It was 5 years.
5 years ago. Okay. So again, she'd never been to an event like this or had a reading. And they had been married for many, many years. And when people from the other side come to me, they often come with, you know, I can never guess what they're going to come with or how they're going to come, but they always come with things that the person who is getting the message can recognize. And this gentleman showed up with an old-fashioned rectangular brown leather suitcase. And it looked brand new, and he placed it right down by the side of me. And when I was explaining what I was seeing, she just couldn't believe it and went on to tell the story about how he wouldn't throw the suitcase out and that he was going to take a trip to Puerto Rico, and he had the suitcase tied with a rope to close it.
Yep,
so,
totally.
Yeah, it still amazes me every single reading or group that I do, that spirit comes through so clear, and it's so joyful for me to be able to bring those kind of messages to people, because it really helps, I think, soothe the soul, don't you think?
For her, it was a lot of closure, which was great, because she does pine for him, so and this was confirmation that she was happy that he was on the other side and he was happy.
Yeah. And I remember he had a hole in his, came with a hole in his slipper. It was showing his sock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
She was thrilled.
Oh, I'm so glad, thrilled. You know. And that really, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was listening to you with the retrograde.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that just so interesting, because it seems to me that I always know when it is in retrograde, because people from my past keep showing up.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And it's like they're people that you really don't want sometimes, but they come up, but they come back anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that very, very intriguing for me.
Well, you know, Mercury, of course, when it's in retrograde, it means it's traveling backwards. And Mercury is all about communication. So if people from your past seem to show up during a Mercury retrograde, something to think about, food for thought, is maybe there's things from the past with these people that need to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Okay.
That's
good thinking for me.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that feels right. And if that feels right for you, then, you take with it and, do what you think is the best for you to do with it, but, again, because Mercury in retrograde is all about, Mercury is all about communication. And when it's traveling backwards and people from the past are showing up, that would be an indication that, maybe there's something from my past that I haven't resolved. And it's not necessary always to resolve things with an individual, but whatever issues may be coming up around that individual, resolve it within yourself. And if it's appropriate to resolve something with an individual, then, by all means, that's always a great thing to do as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's always a great thing to do as well. And it's funny, during a Mercury retrograde, I always lose my callers. I lose my guest hosts. And I'm a Virgo. I have four planets in Virgo, and Virgo mm-hmm. is ruled by the planet Mercury. So when Mercury mm-hmm. is in retrograde, I get whammed four times because I have four planets that are run by Mercury.
I'm not there with you.
So I just have to be really careful about my communication, especially because I have four planets there. And I learned my lesson never to buy any electronics during a Mercury retrograde because I bought, here I was thinking one time, I bought a Mac computer the last day of a Mercury retrograde because I wanted the free iPod. And I thought, oh, it's the last day of Mercury retrograde. Out of all the computers Apple sells, what are the chances that I get a lemon? Well, guess what? I got the lemon. And the people at the Apple store were like, oh, my God, there's one in 100,000 that have problems. And yours has had every problem that there could have.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But anyhow, they were really good, and they resolved everything. So anyhow, the course of the whole first year and a half that I owned the computer, I had problems. And they even, because of the history of the computer within the warranty of the first year, they even fixed it after the first year for free because of all the problems.
They should have given you a new computer.
Well, they probably should have. But anyway, they did, you know, like I said, they did fix every issue that ever came up. So, and it's 3 years old now, so I guess I really can't complain.
No.
In fact, they gave me a new power cord about a month ago for no charge. So
that's a good thing. They usually don't even give you that.
No, so I guess it worked out in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how have you been since I saw you last? That was a couple months ago already. Well, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it's been a trying month, that's for sure. And different things with work and with home life. So that's mm-hmm. why I tuned in to see, you know, if you see anything.
All right. Well, you know, if you heard the beginning of the show, I was talking about what's been going on astrology-wise the last 7 weeks, and that no surprise that, you know, you, as many people, have been experiencing trying times, because the way the planets have been lined up, that's exactly what they would, let's say, perpetuate, I guess might be a good word. Because it's all about really digging deep within to find out what we really want in our lives. And one thing, particularly for me, that I've been working on, and I would recommend people to work on this in general, is when you have something going on in your life, and many of us sometimes can react to things and then later on think, oh, you know, I could have handled that better or differently, or, you know, we react because we are acting from old patterns, old habits, old ways of thinking, even though we, you know, every year is a new year for us, and most of us have learned new things, if, you know, whether on a spiritual growth level or you know, in many different ways. And so when we can ask ourselves, take a step back and, okay, if I come at this by this direction, am I coming from a place of fear and old programming, or am I coming from a place of love? And it's as simple as that, you know, because we only come from a place of fear or a place of love. That's really the only two real emotions. And the things that go on in our lives, whether in our jobs or in our families, and sometimes, believe me, I have a crazy family. And there's no controlling them, of course, because we can't control anyone. So
except ourselves.
Right. So we all have families where there are people in the family who rub you the wrong way, who you don't agree with the way they do things or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially coming into the holidays, is to just take a step back. For a very long time, I had to limit the time that I could spend at my dad's house. Because, and I won't go into too many details, not because of my dad, but my stepmother. And she means well. She doesn't, you know, but it's just her approach to things and life in general. We're on two totally different planes. So I could only stay for so long. And then I'd say, okay, I got to go. And around the holiday time, that is a really good policy to adopt. Know what your limit is. If you are inviting people to your home out of guilt, then you might want to really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of go from there. As far as work goes, did you just do some traveling, or you have some traveling coming up within like the next?
I just came back from travel, and I am actually going on again.
Okay, within the next 6 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Is there some shifting around going on in around maybe not so much your job, but how your particular branch operates? Or is there some kind of new influence coming in? Do you have like a new leader or something like that?
Actually, yes, there will
okay.
be.
Okay, because it feels like that there's some shift in leadership going on, and it feels
actually,
like
actually the big our main person is leaving out of our whole agency.
Okay, so it feels very chaotic right now because it feels like people are like a little panicked about this new change.
Probably.
So don't get caught up in the drama of what everybody else is thinking or doing in the office, okay? Try to put blinders on and just stay focused with what you do, because what you do very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just do what you do. Do it with the utmost confidence and, you know, respect for the position and for your new boss that's coming in and all that. And you'll be fine. But there is going to be sort of a period where it feels like it's going to be tumultuous, you know. People are going to feel threatened. And that's normal when there's a shift in the higher ranks, you know.
Absolutely.
But is he coming in with a reputation of sort of being a little kind of hard-nosed, you know?
If it's the person that we think that will receive the position, absolutely.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying, that they have a reputation of being hard, they expect a lot, and, you know, it's very like, this is it, that's the way, and that's it, and there's no negotiation, there's no excuses, they expect things to be done, they expect to be done on time, and if you don't like the way they want it to be done, you have a problem. That's what it feels like to me. So again,
that's our whole agency is based on that.
Okay. But this feels even more pointed than the person that's been
in
charge now.
This person will be even more diligent on it.
Right. Yeah. Because it feels like it's more, and pointed is the word that I use, because, you know, it's sharp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's like pressed clothes. You got to look right. You have to file your reports right. Everything's got to
mm-hmm.
be the T's crossed and the I's dotted. And again, you know your job very well. So
mm-hmm.
just be confident, because I feel like sometimes your confidence can kind of wane a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, because you're very sensitive and you
mm-hmm.
pick up a lot of other people's emotions around you.
This is
okay.
true.
Yeah.
This
so
is true.
Pick up those other people's emotions, we tend to go on overload and then meltdown, because we can't distinguish between what's other people's emotions and stuff and what's our own stuff. So if you're feeling like you're getting into that place, stop and breathe and say, okay, is this my emotion or is this somebody else's emotion? Is this my fear or is this Joe's fear? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you are very sensitive and you have a lot of intuitive ability. You seem to know things and your timing seems to be rather good when you trust your instincts.
Yeah, it does. It does. I second guess myself a lot, even though I shouldn't, because there are times that it's like when you take an exam and you second guess yourself, it's usually the second answer is always wrong and the first answer is always right. And
right.
That's what I do a lot to myself. So
right.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. And I mean, that's part of human nature. I was a classic case for that myself. And, you know, even like I said, now to this day, even though I've been doing this, I've been an intuitive for years and years. I mean, I channeled my first message when I was 19, 30 years ago. And I still get nervous before even an individual or a group and say, oh, you know, please, God, my guides, my angels and, you know, universal light beings, please let me be a clear channel. Let my stuff get out of the way and let me be a clear channel to bring messages to these people that will help them. And it always happens. As long as I can get out of the way. So, and I also learned that when I can sit down and sort of write, for me, I'm a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a client recently, actually, who has a fear of falling asleep because she's afraid she won't wake up. And she's in her 40s. And one simple question totally eased her mind, and she began sleeping that night. And the question was, what is the evidence shown you of the past? How many nights have you fallen asleep and woken up? Or how many naps have you taken and woken up? And she said, every one. I said, well, have you ever not woken up? No. Now she sleeps. We get caught up in the fear of what if something could happen or what if I make the wrong decision. So say you go with the second choice and the results aren't what you expected. Okay, so then you move forward from then, right?
Exactly.
But really the question is, the better question or the better thing to do is to ask yourself, okay, how many times have I, when I've gone with my gut instinct or my first choice, has it been better than if I have second-guessed myself and gone with the second choice?
Mm-hmm.
And you
exactly.
might not, right, and you may not be able to answer that, you know, in an actual physical number. Think about it and think about some past experiences. Then, you know, I'm sure that you're going to come up with the answer that number one is always the better choice. So when you're having
and what you're saying makes a lot of sense, because that's what usually happens.
Right.
I seem to overanalyze, so putting a lot into perspective.
Right. Trust me, with a Virgo, with four planets in Virgo, Virgos are the biggest analyzers out of the whole natal chart, all the signs that you can have. Virgo is it. So I can relate to analyzing and overanalyzing and saying, oh, maybe I should have done this instead, or, you know, yeah, so I'm there with you.
I think it's a perfection thing. You want to try to put perfection into everything you do. So I think that's part of it with me. I want to make sure that it's perfect, even though nothing really is perfect.
Right, exactly. And oftentimes, those of us who have that sort of perfectionistic thing, we can have planets in Virgo and a combination of, We can also have been brought up in families where sometimes it seems like nothing we did was ever good enough. That often can push us into the direction of trying to be perfect. And there's nothing wrong with striving for excellence. It's when we strive for perfection and then are self-critical or doubt ourselves when maybe we feel like, oh, I didn't reach that goal. Or, and it's okay to have goals, but it's when we beat ourselves up about it. When we take that to the next level and beat ourselves up about it, that's when it becomes a pattern, not healthy. And it can affect your health because everything that your mind thinks, your body believes. So, you know, if you think you're not good enough, if you think, oh, this wasn't perfect, I've got to be better next time. And again, there's nothing wrong with setting goals, but when we tend to slant to being really hard and critical on ourselves, then that takes it to another level where then the body starts saying, oh, I'm not good enough. Well, you know, if I'm not good enough, then I'm going to start breaking down because I'm not good enough. So therefore, I can't be perfect, you know? So it's kind of weird how that works, but there's lots of studies that are now coming out. Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton on epigenetics and how the body adapts to what our mind thinks. It's really, really pretty amazing. It's really amazing stuff. But so don't worry so much about the change, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You do a good job in the position that you're in. And it's almost like, did you take the job of two men when you were in that position?
Well, actually, you could say yes, because one retired, and the person that I'm actually, the person that replaced him will be leaving as soon as as soon as my last training is finished.
Okay, because I'm
so
hearing
there was two men.
Okay, good, because I'm hearing that you're doing the job of two men.
Yep.
You know, which, of course, a woman could do. No offense, guys. I love you, too. but, yeah, no, Spirit was just confirming that, you know, you're doing the job of two men. So thank you for confirming that. Again, you're doing a good job, you know. Just keep put the blinders on, stay focused, and when you're feeling, you know, like overwhelmed because everybody's all wrapped up in this, feels really tight and bound up about this change and this new person coming in, just let it roll off of you, you know? And one thing that I do that really, really helps me is, and I learned from my coach, that I take salt baths, Himalayan salt baths. And if I, you know, if for some reason I'm in a pinch and I don't have Himalayan salt, I'll take Epsom salt baths. And it really clears everybody's junk out of your energy field because we all have an energy field that surrounds us that extends out further than our body. And it's kind of like when you have a wool coat and it picks up the lint from everything and the cat hair and the dog hair and, you know, it ends up all over your wool coat. The same thing happens with our energy field. It picks up all the lint and stuff from the other people that we're in contact with every day.
Okay.
So the salt are, there's negative ions and positive ions. And again, you know, the salt really is scientifically based. And we accumulate positive ions in our energy field, and it's the negative ions that we want that, you know, makes us healthy and keeps our field strong. So the salt actually, and particularly either sea salt or Himalayan salt, actually takes the positive ions away, and it brings the negative ions back into your energy field. And you can get the same effect if you go swimming in the salt water. But, of course, now in New England, it's way too cold for us to be going swimming.
Well, I have to do that on my next trip. I'll take a swim in the ocean because I'll be in Florida. So
fantastic.
Maybe that'll
and,
be a
you
good
know,
thing.
It would be a great thing. And as much as you can do that, anytime that you can immerse yourself in water, even if it's a pool, as much as, you know, the chlorine is not as helpful as a salt bath, you know, even when you can get yourself in water, it just helps to release all that stuff that's built up. And especially if you're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, get yourself in water. And that really, really helps.
Okay. That sounds like something that would help, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, because I can see that you're very sensitive and you are intuitive, you know, you sort of tend to, I feel like that you could run the office, you know, because you just have, you've got the knowledge, but you've also got the intuition that guides you in a good direction when you follow it and don't second guess yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
A lot of what you've said has put a lot of things into perspective right now, so that's great.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Was there anything else?
No, just like I said, my personal life and my work life, and that's what I was, you know, interested in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it seems like the next couple of weeks, particularly around the holidays, are you having guests at your house over the holidays?
A couple.
Yeah. But, you know, it seems like there may be somebody that pops in out of surprise, go with it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It seems like, you know, it's an up and down, like you're traveling on the road and the road is going up and down and up and down. So that looks like, you know, the next 5 or 6 weeks especially. And with the new change of boss coming in and all that, just go with the flow, breathe through it, get in the water as much as you can, and know that, you know, you just stay on task, you do your job well, and don't worry about anybody else freaking out in the office. Let them deal with their own stuff. Because they tend
Absolutely.
To come, it seems, I feel like they tend to come to you for, you know, everything.
Yeah, and they like to get me going. So
right. So
I work with all men. So
well, I worked with all men for 26 years, so I totally understand that.
Right.
I totally understand. So put your headphones on if you can.
And I actually do have my headphones on a lot.
Put your headphones on. Just take a step back and, you know, listen when you need to listen and interject when it's appropriate, but don't take their stuff personally or don't take it on to your own emotionally in yourself, because I feel like you do that. You're like a sponge. You just suck it all in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. So,
okay.
You know, you can help them try to solve their problems if, you know, you have the ability to do that. But do it from sort of a step back position, where I mean, like, almost like detached in a sense.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds
All
great.
Right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I really am excited that you called in. It was so nice talking with you again.
You too. It was great.
Yeah. So I hope that your holidays and for you and your family are wonderful. And I wish you all the best with the new boss. But, I really feel like, and I see that, you know, people are going to get really all tight and wound up in the office. But you just, you know, keep laser focused, full steam ahead, you know, but not running. Keep at a steady pace.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing and don't worry about everybody else freaking out.
Great.
And you'll be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you again for calling in.
We'll definitely run into each other, I hope, again.
I hope so as well. Yeah, definitely. I'm working on something with Faxon Animal Shelter.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we're going to have it together before Christmas, but our target is to get a big event together before Christmas, but I'm not promising right now at this moment. But we're working on something, so that's in the works. And you know, and of course, I'm always available for house parties, you know, in the area. And it's a minimum of 6 people, including the host, and the host is no charge. So the host is free for hosting the party. That's my gift to the host. You know, if ever that's something that you'd like to do, you know how to find me.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I only have 9 minutes left, and I have another caller on the line. So I just want to, again, say thank you so much for calling in and for sharing that story. I really appreciate you doing that, and I wish you the best.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and call in again.
And you have a good night and happy holidays.
Thanks, Mona. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, you know, that's so nice when people call in who I have worked with in the past and give great feedback. It's gratifying for me, and it really means a lot when people take the time out to do that. So I want to thank Mona for calling in so much. And I do have another caller on the line. Before I go to the call, because we're down to 7 minutes now, I just want to give my contact information so you guys can find me when I'm off the radio. And the best way to reach me is to send me a contact form through my website. And my website is just my name, really simple, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. So if you send me a contact form, that goes directly into my inbox on my mail, and I see those. If you email me, it goes into my junk folder, and I get hundreds of emails a day, so sometimes I miss a message if it goes into my junk folder. Another way that you can reach out and get in touch with me is through Facebook, and my Facebook public page is facebook.com/pages/intuitive-medium-psychic-gifted-healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. Now, if that is too long and you forget it or have trouble finding me there, you can go to my private page, and that is cynthiafontaine.142. Though I have to let you know, I'm not on Facebook a lot, and nothing, I mean, I am on every day, but nothing happens on my private page. You really want to like my public page to get my intuitive posts there. So again, thank you guys all for tuning in. And I don't think we're going to get to much more astrology today, but just know that for the next few weeks, it's all about partying. Now, remember, don't over party. So have a good time, but also be safe. So I do want to get in with this next caller before I am out of time. You can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest. I am on Blogger. I have a blog post. And again, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Now, I'm going to give you guys a quick little announcement here for a holiday special. It's going to be only for a very short time. I've never done this before. But if you listen to my show and you send me a contact request through my website, I am going to be offering 30-minute readings for $50. And this is only on the for in-person sessions, because this is way cheaper than my normal price. But I, you know, there are a lot of people reaching out, and I know the holiday seasons, people are really stretched. So this is a special for my radio listeners. So if you say, just let me know that you heard it on the radio, and I will love to do that with you guys. Okay, so I am going to call her, area code 917, last 4 digits, 0225. Hi, caller, are you there?
Hi, Cynthia, it's Tiffany Pay.
Oh, Tiffany, how are you?
I'm well.
That's
I just happened to
some...
my
Sorry.
Number. Yeah, that's my
yeah.
old new number. Yeah. I just happened to tune in, and I thought I'd call in. I'm having all kinds of crazy health stuff, and I made myself dinner tonight, gluten-free, dairy-free, and I had a kind of a crazy food reaction, and I just was at my, like, wit's end, and I saw that your show was on, so I decided to tune in.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, I only have 4 minutes left.
I know, you've got, like, 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you stay on the line, two choices. You can either stay on the line and we can chat afterwards, or I'll call you.
Either way, I'm available.
Show. Okay.
Great.
All right. Facebook me your phone number again. And
okay.
Or you can call me either way because you have my number, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Because I have time after the show, so if you wanna chat after the show, that's cool.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. How's your baby girl?
She's good. She's gonna be one on Saturday.
Oh
one
my
year.
God. Tiffany has the most adorable golden retriever, and Tiffany has a spectacular jewelry shop for anyone local to Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut. I promise you, it's worth the drive to come down to Tiffany's jewelry shop.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's the jewelry is all custom made. Tiffany designs the jewelry herself. And her dog has got the most adorable collar that you've ever seen, and it totally fits her.
Thanks. Yeah, it's in Tiverton Four Corners. And we have some of the dog collars for sale.
Fantastic. So all of you dog lovers out there in the area, or if you have a dog, you know, a special dog that you'd like to send a Christmas present to, I would check out Tiffany Paille Jewelry at Four Corners in Tiverton, Rhode Island, because she has really great stuff. And it's quality, you know, really quality stuff, quality stones. And Tiffany has a lot of knowledge about the stones and the metaphysical meanings that go with the stones, which, you know, you don't find in the typical jewelry store. And her employees also are very knowledgeable as well about the different stones and how they could help you. So if you're attracted to a particular stone, they can, you know, sort of guide you to what that means and that sort of thing. Isn't that right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun and beautiful. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Perfect for Christmas. Thanks.
Exactly. Perfect for Christmas for that the special person that, you know, you want something really different and unique that, you know, you won't find in the mall jewelry stores or, you know, that sort of thing. And so I recommend if you guys, and if you're in Connecticut or, you know, even New York or whatever, I have listeners all around the country.
Great.
Make the drive.
It's online too.
Yeah, it's on. So give them your website, Tiffany.
www.tiffanypay.com. That's TiffanyPeay.com.
Yeah, so check it out. I was actually just on the website yesterday, and she's got lots of really great
good
stuff on there. Yeah, yeah. So I have only 60 seconds left, so I have to my people here are telling me I have to wrap up.
Okay.
So I will chat with you after the show.
Great. Thanks, Cynthia. Take
You're
care.
Welcome.
Talk to
me. You too. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Oh, you know, I love this. It's so much fun. And again, Tiffany has a great shop down the Four Corners. Okay, so 30 seconds left. So find me at www.cynthiafontaine.com. Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. And again, a special, this is a blast just for my radio listeners, $50 for a 30-minute reading. I've never done that price before. I've had, you know, so many people that want to do readings and the holiday season. So this is for a short time only. I love you guys. I hope to see you soon. And thanks, everybody, for calling in.
Be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me, and let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Let me cast